share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. 5 minutes is enough to change your life. Recently, a father of a 2-year-old child reached out to World Abuzz to share his life-changing experience with a portable pool. Abdul Rahman purchased the pool for his children to learn how to swim. His older 2 children managed to learn how to swim, but the youngest, 2-year-old Alida Raisha, has not picked it up yet. While Abdul Rahim and his wife Atika Mode Ramzan were in the house, at about 3:20 p.m. Alida walked out to the porch to play. She then takes a chair, stands on it and plays with the pool water. Alida accidentally slips and falls into the pool. 5 minutes later, the couple's eldest son goes to the porch to play. He immediately sees his sister drowning and rushes into the house to alert the parents. Atika, who is a former nurse in PPUM, is very well versed in CPR. Abdul Rahman told Wahb that he was frantic thinking that he lost his youngest baby. He said Alida's body was stiff and not responsive. Have to say I felt she already passed away. However, his wife was calm and composed. She knows it is important to be calm and collected during an emergency. She then performs CPR on Alida, who had drowned for 5 minutes and who miraculously survives. Alida was then sent to the emergency department of Hospital Raja Permaisuri Bannan, HRPB. Quote closing parenthesis. However, at 10 p.m., she had an epileptic seizure caused by secondary drowning. Half an hour later, she was moved to the ICU. As of yesterday morning, Alida has recovered completely and is now waiting to be discharged. Abdul Rahman now wants to share his lesson and tips to parents who have purchased these DIY adult-sized portable pools. He has also shared this incident on Facebook. 1. Don't get fooled by the height of the pool. Abdul Rahman thought the height of the pool would make it impossible for a 2-year-old to jump in. However, little did he know these smart little masterminds would even think of using a chair to access the pool. He wants parents to have maximum supervision on their kids. 2. CPR is insanely important. Atika is now dubbed Supermom by Abdul Rahman and many others. He stresses the importance of CPR after this unfortunate incident. Without CPR, Abdul Rahman told Wahb that they would have lost their last born forever and would have spent the remaining of their lives regretting it. All parents should learn CPR regardless if they have a pool at home or not. As soon as you know you're going to start a family, enroll yourselves in basic first aid and CPR classes that are easily available out there. Abdul Rahman told Wahb that he has since dismantled the pool and is planning to assemble it again only in 5 years' time once Alida is older. He also plans to give Alida swimming lessons in order for Alida to learn how to float in emergency situations. Already disassemble it with her brother and sister. Maybe we'll open again in next 5 years after she is older. We blame ourselves, not the pool. Because of the pool, her brother and sister learn to swim and float. Only she takes time to learn. Maybe we'll give her swimming lesson after this. Quote, Abdul Rahman said that Alida's 2 older siblings are continuously crying as they feel it is their fault that their sister nearly drowned. They are crying at night seeing the video in regret for what happened. They think it is their mistake and want to do better on taking care of their little sister after this. Alida's parents would also like to take this opportunity to thank the staff at Wad Kanak Kanak HRPB. They did a very good job in handling this case. Wad Kanak Kanak HRPB is next level. They deserve some shout-out. Unnecessary hate thrown towards the parents. Abdul Rahman also shared with Wahb that his wife is very depressed reading all of the negative comments by netizens blaming her on what had happened to Alida. Now I am feeling good. As my daughter back, and I can remind others about my mistake. And the best part is I can show to my wife that she is doing very good on the situation. Not all mom can do that. Accidents happen. They are inevitable and no parents in their right mind will ever intend for something like this to happen to their children. It is redundant to point fingers now. We just need to learn from this, ensure to never make it happen again and move on. We at WAB would like to request to our supportive readers to refrain from any hate speeches out of respect for Abdul Rahman and Atika. Let's make our 2 cents a positive one. We wish them all the best and hope that they will be able to move on from this. Watch the full video here, warning. This video contains scenes that may be upsetting to some. Viewer's discretion advised. https://world.abuzz.com/wp-content/upload/2021/11/2582910/24052952126_7240541145112136504 Also read. We don't blame her. 2-year-old girl tragically dies after drowning in basin at babysitter's house. Source. WOB source. WOB source. WOB source. Facebook source. WOB source. WOB. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.